earlier in tonight's program, I promised our listeners, of which you are one OG, that tonight we would not feature one, but two episodes of Kung Fu Theater. OG, you got a karate chop to lay on us?
Actually, Chris, it turns out I'm a huge fan of the theater and performing arts, and I can actually do for you three different kinds of karate chops.
Just give me a damn karate chop already. You can do better. He can do better than that.
Sounds like he's coughing.
You want a double?
Yeah.
Like a...
That's a little better, but put a little more chutzpah into it.
Oh, man.
More phlegm.
You know what? Let me sit up. I'm reclining. Okay. That's going to be a problem. You can't be karate chopping when you're reclining.
It helps if you jump up in the air when you do it, too.
Yeah.
Get a lung full of air. Come on, try.
What do you say, guys?
Pretty good.
Better.
Yeah. Pretty good. Are you ready to participate in tonight's second episode of Kung Fu Theater?
You know, I think when the time actually comes for me to do it, it'll be unbelievable.
Okay, well, you're going to have a cue, OG, and when you hear your cue is when you're going to sound off with your karate chop, and your cue goes like this.
Suddenly, from behind the rusty old refrigerator came Uncle Obadiah Fung Chung on his 37 John Deere.
Hi-ya.
Okay, I thought you were just telling, okay, you wanted me to do it then?
Yeah, that's your cue.
I'm ready for my cue.
Here it is again.
Suddenly, from behind the rusty old refrigerator came Uncle Obadiah Fung Chung on his 37 John Deere.
Good, you got it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
You know, Chris, Rob, you're both great, but I'm just so happy that Jim's in this bit.
Oh, Jim does the best.
He's the star of this.
He does the best Chinese waiter I've ever heard.
He gets the supporting actor nod.
All right, pay attention, OG. I don't trust you. This is tonight's second episode of Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater.
We join Chris and Rob as they saunter into the China Gourmet for this week's episode of Kung Fu Theater.
I really like the decor in this joint, Rob. This China Gourmet is a really classy place. But what's with all the chicken wire?
If I don't know. Hey, look at that sign over there. It says, under new management?
Howdy, young fellers, and welcome to the China Gourmet. I'm Clem Fong Kong, and I'll be your host and waiter for tonight's appetizing and delightful Far East culinary experience. Would you boys be interested in trying any of tonight's dinner specials?
Sure. Hey, what are they?
Well, to start things off, for an appetizer magnifique, we have a dozen down-home style farm fresh egg rolls. And chef special tonight is the Flambe Fantastico Szechuan Venison, or the freshly killed Kung Pao Kung. Both come with a side of Mongolian fried scrapple. Now, man, that's delicious. And a fortune biscuit with your very own fortune baked right into it. What do you boys have?
Oh, I'll just have the number 8 with extra fried rice.
I better let you know, young fellow, that my lesser brother Jedediah T. Fong Kong is working back in the kitchen tonight, and he can't really count that well. You'll be lucky to get a number 4 without the assorted pork organs porridge.
Wow, I was kind of hoping for some Geta and Morning Dove, but I get... Oh, whoa, wait, Chris, look.
Look
over there,
what?
Behind the rusty old refrigerator. Now, could that possibly be the evil Shih Tzu clan waiting in the shadows to jump out and karate chop us to death?
Oh, no, not at all. Right over there behind the rusty old refrigerator, which, by the way, you should never play in, young fellas, unless the door's been removed or else you might get trapped in it and buried alive in a landfill, is not the evil Shih Tzu clan. That there is my evil stepbrother, Uncle Obadiah Fung Chung, and his 37 John Deere. He just got back from his karate lesson down at the YMCA.
Look out, Rob!
Oh, my goodness!
Suddenly, from behind the rusty old refrigerator came Uncle Obadiah Fung Chung on his 37 John Deere.
I will use your own strength to defeat you!
First time a tractor's ever been in Kung Fu Theater.
What'd you think of that one, OG?
That was huge.
That was a pretty good one.
That was huge.
You know, if you're a first-time listener to tonight's program, you may never have heard Kung Fu Theater before. But OG, I happen to know you call a lot. So you must be a long-time listener to the program.
Sure, you betcha. I've been listening now before, 6 years. 6 years.
Do you have any Kung Fu Theater memories you'd like to share with tonight's first-timers in the audience?
Well, you know, I collect tapes of Kung Fu Theater and actually trade them with my friends.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Because we do this thing damn near every week.
Right. Well, no, for a while there, it was a rarity. I mean, it was a blast, and I'm glad to see it back strong. You've done them like 3 weeks in a row now, haven't you?
It's just two this week. I think that may be a
little
bit
more. Two tonight is a lot.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite episode?
You know what? The one I got to perform in, far and away, is my favorite.
Tonight one? The Redneck China Gourmet?
Sure. I also like the one where the evil Shih Tzu clan, like, surprises him, and then he comes out, and they come out and, like, kung fu and chop him and stuff.
Yeah. Thanks for calling into tonight's program, and thanks for your karate chop.
Hey, man, I'm proud to be a part of it.
See you later.
All right, later. Best wishes from the hood.